أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. فضربنا على آذانهم في الكهف سنين عددا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the ayat that we discussed yesterday, spoke of the youngsters who decided to proceed towards the kahf, towards the cave. And as they arrived at the cave, they made a dua. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you grant us from your mercy and grant us guidance in this affair and this matter of ours. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the next ayah, ayah number 11 of Surah Al-Kahf, فَضَرَبْنَا عَلَىٰ آذَانِهِمْ. ضَرَبْنَا عَلَىٰ آذَانِهِمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we veiled their ears. We plugged, literally meaning we plugged their ears. We placed a covering over their ears, putting them to sleep in the cave, سِنِينَ عَدَدَ, for a number of years. This is an indication that they went into a very deep sleep. The ears remain active, even though the eyes close. After the eyes close, the ears still remain active. And once the person goes into a deep sleep, then that is when the ears now become inactive. So Allah says we completely plug the ears. Today people use earplugs so that they may fall into a deep sleep because they are easily startled by sounds and by noises. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says we wanted them to go into a very deep sleep. We plugged the ears and we put them to sleep in the kahf for a number of years. ثُمَّ بَعَثْنَاهُمْ. Allah then says that we raised them up after a number of years had passed. لِنَعْلَمَ أَيُّ الْحِزْبَيْنِ أَحْصَى لِمَا لَمِذُوا أَمَدًا. So that we may know which of the two groups were more accurate in calculating the number of years that they stayed in the cave. Now, here also, there are differences. How long exactly did they remain in the cave? How many years did they stay in the cave? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says you had two groups, and there were differences of opinion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we tested these two groups to see which of them were more accurate in their calculation regarding the number of years that they had remained in the cave, and that discussion will come towards the end of the story of the people of the cave. Allah says, نَحْنُ نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ نَبَأَهُمْ بِالْحَقِّ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we relate to you their incident, and we tell you their story with truth. إِنَّهُمْ فِتْيَةٌ آمَنُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, indeed they were a group of youth. Now, again, from a grammatical point of view, there was no need to mention fitya. Yesterday we spoke about the meaning of fitya. Fityatun is a plural of fata. Fatan is one youth. Fityatun, a group of youth. There also, grammatically, there was no need to mention the word fitya. Allah could have sufficed by mentioning the personal pronoun, they, referring to Ashab al-Kahf. Here again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, innahum fityatun amanu. It is correct to say, innahum amanu. Innahum amanu is correct without the word fitya, which means indeed they brought iman, using again a personal pronoun referring to them, they. But Allah specifically mentions innahum fityatun, verily they were a group of youth, to emphasize the point that if change, the best time for change is during that period. Once a person is old now and deeply rooted into his beliefs and into his customs and into his ways, very, very difficult to change the person. Unfortunately, youth have a different understanding today. They feel that during your days of youth, that is when you should not be concerned or you should not be more serious about religion. Generally, when you look at our masajid, who is filling the masajid for the salah, you find that most of the youth are missing from the masajid because there is this mentality and understanding that once I reach a certain age, when I become older, then I become more serious about religion. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us the opposite here. That the time for change, the time for culturing yourself, developing yourself, and building a good relationship with Allah that will be long-lasting is during your days of youth. Innahum fityah. Allah says, indeed, they were fityatun. They were a group of youth. آمنوا بربهم, who brought iman in their Rabb. If you look at Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم as well, the very first to support the cause of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم were the youth. They were seniors, they were elders who also embraced Islam. But generally you find the youth were the ones who were at the forefront when it came to embracing the message of Islam. Allah said they were a group of youth who brought iman in their Rabb. وَزِدْنَاهُمْ هُدًى. And because they showed this commitment, they took the first step towards Allah. Allah says, زِدْنَاهُمْ هُدًى. Then we increase them in their guidance. So once a person makes that decision to come towards Allah, Allah opens up the doors of guidance for that person. It becomes easier and easier and easier for that person to worship Allah and to fulfill the commandments of Allah. But the initial step, the initial change must come from the individual. And then Allah Ta'ala says, وَزِدْنَاهُمْ هُدَى. And then we increase them in different levels and different measures of guidance. وَرَبَطْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ. We spoke of this ayah. Now Allah takes us back. Allah takes us back to the time before they went into the Kahf. They got together. They decided that they need to distance themselves from their community and they need to refuse to worship the gods that they had refused. The king summoned them. When the king summoned them and called for them after he heard of their beliefs, they stood before the king. And what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say about that moment? Allah says, وَرَبَطْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ. We fortified their hearts. They really needed strong minds and they needed strong hearts to be able to stand before the king and say what they had said. وَرَبَطْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ. Allah says, we made their hearts firm. إِذْ قَامُوا. When they stood in the court of the king. فَقَالُوا. And they said, رَبُّنَا رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Our Rabb, these are not our gods. These are not our deities. Our Rabb is the Rabb of the heavens and the earth. لَنْ نَدْعُوَ مِنْ دُونِهِ إِلَهًا. We will never invoke, we will never supplicate to or call unto any other god beside him. لَقَدْ قُلْنَا إِذْنْ شَطَطَى. If we do that, if we go about ascribing partners to Allah, then certainly we are uttering something and believing in something that is very far away from the truth. Then when they left, remember the king gave them the moment to think about the decision they made. And he stripped them of all the royalties that they enjoyed. So they went back and he gave them time. He says, go back, think about it. You guys are young. And just think about it, and in a few days' time, come back to me and tell me what you have decided. And if you decide to remain on this religion, you all will be killed and executed. So they went away, and amongst themselves, what did they say? هَؤُلَاءِ قَوْمُنَا. They said amongst themselves, these are our people. اتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِهِ آلِهَةً. They have taken gods other than Allah. These people of ours, they have taken gods other than Allah. لَوْلَا يَأْتُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِسُلْطَانٍ بَيِّنٍ. Why do they not produce a clear evidence and proof to show that these are gods other than Allah? فَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنِ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا. And what did they say? They said, who is more unjust than the one who fabricates a lie against Allah? وَإِذِ اعْتَزَلْتُمُوهُمْ. And then they decided. This is the moment they decided that they need to leave the city and they need to distance themselves and turn away from the community and the beliefs of the community. So they said to the one another, وَإِذِ اَعْتَزَلْتُمُوهُمْ. If you have decided to distance yourself from them, if you have decided to separate from them, and to turn away from them, وَمَا يَعْبُدُونَ. And to turn away from whatever they are worshipping, إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Except Allah. You only wish to worship Allah. فَأْوُوا إِلَى الْكَهْفِ. Then let's go to a cave. Let us rush to a cave. فَأْوُوا. Take refuge in the cave. يَنْشُرْ لَكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ مِنْ رَحْمَتِي. Your Rabb will certainly unfold for you. He will spread out for you of His mercy. When you take that, what we learn from here is you must, if you are in an environment that's not conducive for worship, you have to move away from that environment. You can't blame the environment. If you are in an environment that's not conducive for worship, your working environment, or the environment in which you live, or the community in which you live, the people amongst which you live, it is a threat to your deen. You can't fulfill the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jal. You can't worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have to come out of that environment. One can never change the environment. Very, very seldomly can a person change the environment. Yes, the environment within the home, you have control over that. The moment you step out of your home, you have no control over the environment. And if that environment is very strong and powerful, it can influence you. So we learn from this, they decide, listen, we can't stay in this environment. This environment is not conducive for the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's why they said, فَأْوُوا إِلَى الْكَهْفِ. Let us take refuge in the cave. يَنْشُرُ لَكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ مِنْ رَحْمَتِي. Allah will unfold His mercy for you all. وَيُهَيِّئْ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَمْرِكُمْ مِرْفَقًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create ease for you, and He will provide ease for you in this matter and this affair of yours. May Allah ta'ala grant us the understanding.